Well, I enjoy the story of Bob and his wife Carol, who faithfully attended their annual parish carnival every year, where a local pilot would offer helicopter rides for a $50 donation to the church building fund. Every year, Bob would say, "Carol, I'd really like to ride in that helicopter." Carol always replied, "I know, Bob, but the helicopter ride is $50, and $50 is $50. After several years of this, Bob said, "Carol, I'm 85 years old, and if I don't ride in that helicopter now, I might never get a chance." But Carol simply replied, "Bob, $50 is $50. The pilot, who was a practical joker, overheard the discussion and said, "Folks, I'll make you a deal. I'll take you both up for a ride, and if neither of you say a word for the entire ride, I won't charge you. But if one of you says a word, I'll charge you $50. So they went up, and the pilot made all sorts of fancy maneuvers, but not a word was heard from the back seat. He did daredevil tricks, but there wasn't a peep. As he landed, the pilot looked in the mirror and said, "Boy, I did everything I could to get you to say something, but you didn't. I'm impressed." Bob replied, "Well, to tell you the truth, I almost yelled when Carol fell out. But you know, $50 is $50. Today's gospel is about marriage, and is there marriage in heaven? And it's about eternal life, and what will our souls be like in eternity? Do we become angels? Do we become like the angels? Let's look at this short passage from St. Luke chapter 20. The Sadducees, the group of religious leaders, as you know, back in those days, there were the main groups were the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Pharisees were very strict and very conservative. They believed in heaven and hell. They believed in life after death, the resurrection, the immortality of the soul. The Sadducees were sort of the religious liberals. They didn't believe in heaven. They didn't believe in hell. They didn't believe in the resurrection. They didn't even believe in angels or the immortality of the soul. They had watered down the teaching so much that they didn't believe even in the afterlife. And so what they're trying to do is to trap Jesus and make Jesus and his teachings about heaven and about the resurrection look ridiculous. So this is a very interesting debate. And so they come up with a scenario. They take a passage from the Old Testament about Moses saying that if a man married a woman, and if the man died before they had any children, then the man's brother should marry that widow and raise up children in honor of his brother who had died. And so the Sadducees come up with this scenario of seven brothers. You've heard about the play, you know, seven brides for seven brothers. This is one bride for seven brothers, okay? And so the man and woman get married. The man dies. The woman had no children. And so the next brother, number two, marries the woman. He then dies, again, without any children. The third brother marries the woman. He dies without any children. I'm sure by number four, five, and six, these brothers are getting nervous, right? I mean, this woman is bad luck. All these guys are dropping dead within maybe a few months of the wedding, and none of them having any children. And so finally it says, she buried all seven husbands. And they say, "Jesus, at the resurrection," which, by the way, we don't believe in, "whose wife will she be? For all seven married her." Again, they were trying to make the resurrection and heaven look ridiculous. How does Jesus respond? He explains that in heaven, a person is no longer married. And technically, a person and a husband and wife are no longer married in heaven. That's why the wedding vows say, "Until death do you part." And Jesus says it's only in this world that people marry and have children. He says in the resurrection of the dead, there is no marriage. You can no longer die. And Jesus says you become like angels. We become like angels. Now that's very important because Hollywood always gets that wrong. Hollywood sort of leaves out the word we become like angels. They always think that when somebody dies, they become an angel. I remember the great movie, It's a Wonderful Life. Isn't that a great movie? I try to watch it every year in the holidays. And it's about Clarence, who's a human being who has to earn his wings and become an angel in heaven. Beautiful movie, but not the best theology. Growing up as a kid, one of my favorite TV series shows was Highway to Heaven with Michael Landon. Remember that great TV series? Again, he was a human being who became an angel. Now he comes back to help different people. Again, wonderful TV series, but again, not the best theology. Jesus does not say we become angels when we die. He says we become like the angels. What does that mean? Well, our bodies die and go back to the dust from which it came, but our souls, our immortal soul, lives forever. Our immortal soul is like an angelic. It's the immortal soul is everything that is of our spiritual nature, our ability to know, our ability to love, our ability to think, our ability to remember. Everything about us, except the body, that's part of our soul, our mind, our memories, our intellect, our will, that will live forever. So Jesus says, we become like the angels. And we are truly, then it says, children of God. So again, technically, husbands and wives are no longer married in heaven. I know that is sad news for many of you. It might be happy news for some of you. You never know. I mean, I think of my mom and dad. They were married 58 years, and they'd really had a beautiful marriage. And yet in heaven, both of them passed away in the last couple of years. You know, they're technically no longer married, but of course, they love each other more in heaven, infinitely more in heaven, than they could have loved each other on earth. Their bond, their relationship continues for all eternity. It might not be a marriage bond, but it's a bond of love. It's a relationship of love. And they love each other more now in heaven than they did on earth, because now their love is perfected, their love is purified, their love is elevated to a special spiritual kind of love. So yes, for all eternity, you'll have that special relationship with the person you were married to. But again, Jesus says that it's not technically a marriage in heaven. So what does the Lord do to answer the Sadducees? Just as the Sadducees quoted Moses, now Jesus ends by quoting Moses. He says, notice what God said to Moses, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Notice he says he wasn't the God, he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Present tense. In other words, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, even though they died 1,000 years before, their souls are still living. And we still live forever, even though our body dies and goes back to the dust from which it came. So Jesus in today's gospel reaffirms the existence of the afterlife, the existence of heaven, the resurrection of the dead. He affirms the existence of angels. So he again reminds the Sadducees that they are badly mistaken, because God is not the God of the dead, he is the God of the living.